I talked yesterday about the emergency room visits and how the they had four cohorts of people in this study. And when they looked at serious emergency room visits and how they had increased over 11 years, it increased, serious emergency visits increased for everybody. Unfortunately, you know, that's a tale about what is happening to us as a society with our food and drugs. That's really coming from the FDA, that war against our health, I think. But emergency room visits went up. But when you look at what happened, it went up like 20% for women who had babies. For women who were not even pregnant, it went up 100%. And it went up, I think it was 400 and something percent for women who had surgical abortions. So four times as much as that. And then it went up over 4,000% for women who had abortions with the pill. It's a very dangerous thing. They're now allowing women to take this abortion pill without seeing a physician. And the other side of this is that when the women have abortions, they see the baby that comes out. And that was the experience of this woman. She went to social media. She showed two photos of her 10-week-old deceased baby. 20 minutes ago, she said, "I had a medical abortion at home by the pill. And it was the most painful thing I have ever gone through." You know, Abby Johnson, who was head of the Planned Parenthood murder joint in Houston, Texas, she had, she's now a big opponent of it. But she had, when she was still working there, she had, they casually gave her an abortion pill and she took it with her, went home with it. She said she thought she was going to die and there was nobody there to help her. She had not been warned about how bad it was. But she talked at length about that. But she said the most painful thing that she's ever gone through. "And I'm so sorry, little Bean." She called the baby Bean. "Bean was moving its legs and heart and was still, its heart was still beating when he came out in one push." She said, "First my water broke, then another push later, the baby came out quite quickly, along with big clots. I immediately felt relief, so I grabbed a glove and finished in the toilet, and the baby was in there. As soon as I pulled the baby out, the legs were moving, and I could feel the heartbeat in my hand." Pull that up a little bit so people can see that picture there, yeah. "Heartbeat slowly faded and stopped moving. She watched the baby die in her hand." So she said, "The most traumatic thing I've ever experienced. I feel like I wasn't given all the information I needed going into it. I was told it would feel like a period, but my experience was much worse. Definitely the most pain I've ever felt in my whole life. And I wish that I had been prepared for it." So they lie to women. And they don't even do an exam to tell them if the baby is too big, it's going to cause complications or whatever. She also said, "I literally gave birth and nobody told me that it would be like that. The contractions were so intense, it was unbearable. About 15 minutes before it was out, I started telling my partner to call someone because I couldn't handle it anymore." Again, you know, Abby Johnson was by herself. People she worked with, Planned Parenthood, "Ah, no big deal here, take a pill. I was not informed that the fetus would be whole, so I was quite shocked when it came out. I don't think I was prepared well enough for the entire experience. I feel like they sugarcoated all of it to make it seem easy, but it was one of the hardest things I've ever been through."
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.